Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, joined today by some folks who are working on construction and education in our area. Down at the end, Nathan Hall from Louisiana Delta Community College, Tamika Thornton from Turner Construction, and DPR project executive Justin Strelecki is with us today as well. And we've got a big construction boom in the area, fueled by Meta, and you guys are in charge of the construction of that project, and you're needing a lot of help, right?
Yes.
let me start with you, Justin. Tell me about this project. I mean, you were telling me there's 7,000 people already working on the project. You're looking for a lot more, right?
Yes, we are still growing the workforce. We've been working out there for 18 months, have many years to go. It's the biggest data center in the country under construction right now in the backyard of this community, and we're in desperate need of folks to come out and on all aspects of the project delivery system. You can be a security guard, a laborer, a carpenter, a finisher, a truck driver. We need all kinds of support to do what we need to do to deliver this project.
We'll talk about what those occupations are in a minute, but Tamika, from your end, y'all are needing folks as well. How's this work? Because I know, are y'all constructing part of the facility and the other company constructing the other part of the facility?
Yes. So Mortenson is doing all of the earthworks. DPR and Turner are building the buildings. So there are a total of 9 buildings. 4 are being done by Turner, 5 by DPR. So we're literally out there hand in hand working logistics. We can't do this without everyone. And the fact that it's 9 buildings, and at one point all 9 will be having construction and operations at the same time. So definitely need people in order to get that done.
Nathan, Louisiana Delta Community College is jumping in the gap there, trying to train our workforce, get them quickly ready for what these companies and other companies are needing. Tell me about the classes that are going to be coming up.
Yes, I mean, we're doing a class together. One of the bigger needs was in the concrete side and concrete finishing. And so they came to us, and we worked together to create a class that they'd get industry-based credentials out of. And this is for people that might have a little experience or a little understanding of construction, but then they're going to learn kind of like the basics of construction, pick up some skills. And the class is 5 weeks. The first 4 weeks, they're in the classroom. The last week, they actually get to go out to the site, see how things are run, and get a little experience on the site.
What is there a cost to folks to get in the class? And tell me about that. And how do they need to register?
Yep. So there are scholarships available to pay for the class. We've actually had a large amount of interest. And I would encourage people, you can apply online. I would encourage people to come in just because we have about a week. So they need to come in this week to get registered for the class. That way they can fill out all their information, have someone walk them through the process to make sure that they can get into that class.
Tamika, you were telling me y'all are trying to get all the applications and such wrapped up by the 24th. So,
So
time is of an essence. The class is coming up, though, in August, right?
Yes. So the class, August 3rd through September the 4th. And like Nathan said, 4 weeks training in the classroom the last week. It's also pretty much a job interview. So everything they've learned in the classroom, they'll actually come out on site and work with Turner and DPR and get those pretty much interview skills as well as hands-on experience. Because a lot of times what you learn in the classroom, as we all know, and then going and actually putting it to practice may be a little different. So we want to make sure individuals are safe and understanding what it is to work on a job site of this magnitude as well.
This is sort of an introductory class to get up to speed on what to expect from a job site, right, Justin?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for people who have been in the construction industry in a small commercial project to learn about what a hyperscale data center build is like. Big difference between being on a project with 80 people versus 8,000 people. And we give them the window into our world. so they can see that it's a good opportunity for them, and we can see that it's a good opportunity for us to continue delivering.
You were telling me that you know, somebody might go, I'm going to go do this for 2 or 3 years, but this is going to work into a career for a lot of these people, because this is a in-demand thing that after this project finishes up is going to be in demand all over the place, right?
Absolutely. The industry is blowing up right now. Advanced tech market is higher than it's ever been. The projects are being built in remote locations. A lot of the folks that are with us are travelers that come with us from job to job to job. This is the 28th project we've built for Meta, and the opportunities are endless as we look at the horizon and future work.
Tamika, you've got to have a bunch of folks.
Yes.
And if we don't have those folks available, you're going to go out and find them somewhere and bring them to Monroe. But we're trying to lift our folks up and get them ready for you, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I've always told people, even if it is not something that you see long term, trust me, short term and getting these certifications and understanding the construction industry, you can still end up working local. I mean, you have some fabulous companies here that are throughout the region. So if you want to just stay local, do this while the data center is being built. But then again, once it's over, if you choose to, say, go work for Ron Watson Construction or Holyfield Construction or any of the other contractors or manufacturer firms here, you definitely can do that.
What are some of the, Justin, what are some of the jobs? So you mentioned, somebody mentioned concrete finishing, mm-hmm. but what are some of the other things you're looking for, the skills you need?
Yes. Believe it or not, it takes an army to build a project like this. We have folks that manage all of our facilities and infrastructure. We have general laborers and carpenters that are constantly building stairs and ladders and guide rails and things like that. We were looking for concrete finishers to help us with the concrete delivery. I think there's opportunities to work with the two GCs or three GCs out there, but there's also opportunities to work with our trade partners.
Yeah.
There's a security team out there. There's a safety team out there. There's other trade partners that need help. And after this class is complete, we're going to look to try and source those jobs to those folks that need them the most.
Let me ask you, Nathan, the registration information. Somebody hears us today. They think they may be interested. What do they need to do?
Yes, you can go to ladelta.edu. There's a tab at the top that's labeled Workforce. They can go there and then choose a construction craft laborer job and register there. But I would encourage you to come to campus next week just because there's a short time frame and really fill out all the paperwork that you need to do.
It's Nathan Hall, Tamika Thornton, and Justin Strzelecki with us today, and we're talking about the construction boom, the jobs available at Meta and with these construction companies. Find out more at our website, kedm.org.